Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 7:50. We got a few drops of rain out, a few spots of rain out there. Rain droplets for now. Steadier later. High of 65. It is 66 with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102, and here we go. Time now for another round of the best friend game. This is Mary and Sarah, everybody.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, guys.
Mary and Sarah. How long have we been friends?
About six years. Yeah.
6 years. Where'd you meet?
Mount St. Joe. We are recent grads from there, and we met freshman year.
Very cool.
Congratulations.
And so whose idea was it to come in?
That was mine.
Yours, yes. And you were okay with it?
Yeah.
And what are some of the things you guys like to do? Your friend?
We used to like just have study parties together, just like hang out, because obviously we were like undergrads, but now we just hang out and go on drives.
Just about anything. Yeah.
Just about anything.
Go for a drive.
Hang out, anything. Yeah.
Whatever. Now, did you practice some questions and answers?
Absolutely.
What kinds of questions did you practice?
I don't know, just the basics. We had other people ask us questions and mm-hmm. just kind of, you know, just about anything. Tried to cover it all.
Yeah. Well, test.
Yeah. The odds are really great that none of them will apply here, but you know.
Probably.
Crazier things have happened. So who's answering questions?
I'll be asking or answering questions about Mary.
All right. So, Mary, we're going to say goodbye to you for just a few moments. We're going to send you into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth.
Goodbye.
Now that Mary is safely out of earshot, Jen, whenever you're ready.
What is the most physically painful thing that has ever happened to her?
Yeah, we didn't prepare for these. I would say... I know she had a surgery. I think she had her appendix removed.
So
I want to say her appendix. We'll go with that.
Okay.
Hopefully that's what she says.
All right. What's her favorite dish at a Chinese restaurant?
She really likes chicken. I don't know that she's a huge fan of Chinese, so I'd say anything chicken related.
With chicken in it?
Yes.
Okay. What movie made her cry the most?
I know she, well, I don't, does scary movies count? Because I know
sure, if she okay. cries, she cried.
I would say It. She just saw it. She said she, you know, couldn't really control it. So I would say It. The movie It, yeah.
Works for me. What does she think she's an expert on?
Jokes, I would say.
Joke telling or just,
telling
yeah.
jokes, yeah. not always the best.
My favorite is when they say, hey, I got a joke for you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's what she does. Basically, the first time she meets anyone, she always tells jokes and gets them to tell jokes. So I would say that.
Got it. And fifth and final, what does she think she could do better in the bedroom?
Oh, wow. Maybe, I don't know. That's a really good one. Maybe dress up more. I don't know. Like put on more.
Role playing?
Not necessarily role playing, but just, you know, like nice lingerie and stuff like that, maybe.
Okay. That'll work.
All right. There's five questions.
We're talking leather and lace.
Yeah.
Now that Sarah has answered all five, we're going to bring Mary back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Mary's.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back, Mary. First question is worth $10.
What's the most physically painful thing that has ever happened to you?
Oh, my God. I had to get my appendix removed.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Did you really? Yes.
Oh, my God. You are my friend.
First $10. Next question is worth an additional $20.
What's your favorite dish at a Chinese restaurant?
I don't know. I like their chicken dishes because I feel like they're really safe, just like orange chicken or...
Yeah, we'll take that. She said anything with chicken.
Oh, my God. We're friends.
So there's another 20. You hear Sarah? Sarah just said, we're friends.
Yes, we're friends.
We are friends.
You're the first two. God.
Next question is worth an additional 30.
What movie made you cry the most?
I don't know. It wasn't really like a sad movie. It was like a... scary movie. My boyfriend always tries to scare me with like the new It because we went and saw that recently.
Mm-hmm. Did you cry a lot in It?
I didn't cry, but it was like scary and like I wanted to, and like he kept scaring me about it and trying to like make me jump, so it made me, I don't know, like really want to just burst into tears from like being scared so much because I'm such a baby about it.
I get it.
She said it.
I did say it. I thought you actually cried though. I didn't know it was.
No, I didn't actually cry. Oh. I felt like I was going to. It wasn't like.
Well, you both brought it up, so as far as I'm concerned, yeah, that's
winner,
a
winner,
hit.
Winner. Yeah, winner, so, winner, chicken dinner.
Next question's worth an additional 40. So far, you're 3 for 3, guys.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you're an expert on or
expert.
At? Mm-hmm.
I'm not too good at many things.
It was really sad the way that she said that, wasn't it? I'm not very.
An expert.
Mm-hmm.
I like to try to make people like laugh or enjoy the moment a little bit.
So how do you make people laugh?
Tell a funny joke or
there
a
story. You go. Like,
yeah, that's what I said. I said you're not always the best.
She said jokes.
Oh my god.
So they're not always good.
Oh, yeah. You don't think my jokes are good?
Like,
oh my gosh.
80%.
So guys, you got 4 out of 4. You have $100 so far. The next question is worth 50. So if you get this right, you both walk out of here with $150 to split.
Right. Okay.
All right.
What do you think you could do better in the bedroom?
Oh my god. My family's listening.
You had to know there was going to be at least one embarrassing
exactly.
question here.
Put you on blame.
But she answered. So we'll be curious to see if your answer matches hers.
Okay. I think probably like get more adventurous.
In what way?
I don't know, just like try new things and branch out, because there's like, I don't know, certain safe things that you can do, like that many people do in the bedroom, I guess. But I don't know. I guess that's just all I would say, is just be more adventurous and try new things.
That's a good answer. A lot of people would give that answer. She actually said maybe dress up more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like lingerie,
sorry,
not as the naughty nurse.
Oh, not like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like furries.
Right. But you still got $100, guys.
Nice. Awesome. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yes. Well done.
High five. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. If you want to come in here with your best friend and try to win some money, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
A little before 7, Jeff and Jen. We got rain developing, becoming more steady this afternoon. High of 65, which is where we are now. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. 749. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Rain developing this morning. Steady pockets of times through the afternoon. We'll see a high around 65. Right now it's 64 with Jeff and Jen. 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese joins us like he does every Monday, so you don't waste your money. How you doing, John?
Good morning, Jeff.
Morning.
And Jen, Fridge, and Tim. And did you guys buy your Halloween candy yet?
Yes.
Did.
Kroger. I got, because remember, Kroger had the sale.
They had the secret sale. Well, they had a sale like 2 or 3 weekends ago. They had that first sale.
Yeah, it was like, what was it? Like
half
a buck
price,
78
yeah.
or something
yeah,
for the fun size?
Bag.
I went
crazy. And then they had a secret sale this weekend. it's over. I'm sorry.
Ah.
I reported on it Friday. And you had to use the app. The only way to get the half price this weekend was to use the Kroger app. And I have the Kroger app, but I struggle with the Kroger app. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you download coupons onto your phone, into your card.
Oh,
you
I can
it?
Show you. I can work. I can tutor you.
But I don't.
We
here's
can
the
take
thing.
Care
I
you.
Do know how to work it, but sometimes I question whether I'm really getting those deals because I don't have a paper coupon to handle.
Oh, you do. At the end, it all starts deducting, and you go from like $170 to like
$135. Wow. Yeah. I got to have Fritchie take me through Kroger.
Yeah,
I
think you so. Need me to help you.
So they did have a secret sale for app users this weekend. It was actually brilliant on their part because it got more people to download the app just for the Halloween sale. But if you're looking for candy, right now everybody has some pretty good deals on Halloween candy. We went out on Friday and compared all the different stores in the tri-state and looked around. Walmart, Target, Meijer, Kroger, they're all roughly the same. This was interesting. Walmart was actually the most expensive on the small
they
bags.
Were?
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't
what
believe
do you
it. People
know?
Think, oh, Walmart, lowest prices in town.
That's what they always say.
They always say that, but we found that Meijer actually had about the lowest, followed by Kroger, then Target, and then Walmart. But then here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. CVS and Walgreens actually have great prices. And if you can get some of those flyers from CVS or Walgreens. I mean, you can get those bags for $1.50. You have to have the flyer. You're like, where do I get the flyer? In a lot of cases, you just ask when you go in the store. You know, you walk into a CVS or a Walgreens, like, do you have any of those weekly sale flyers? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here you go. And then, it, you know, when you present the sale flyer, then you get the bag.
Do you get it in the paper? Is that where you can find it if you don't find it in the store?
I have no idea where you find the one. I think it's one of those door store things that sometimes that sometimes you get, you know, hanging outside your front door. And most people just kind of send it straight to the circular file and never even look at it. But I think in there. But Walgreens, CVS has some tremendous prices. Also, you'll do pretty well at anywhere. But we actually found Meijer was $2.49 a bag, and they were about the lowest standard price right now. I would get the candy this week because when you wait till like the day or two before Halloween, then you go, oh my goodness, where are the Reese's peanut butter cups?
Who's got the best prices on the candy cigarettes?
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Didn't they ban those about 20 years ago?
Better, but evidently they're back.
They're back? Really?
I was talking to a kid the other night. He told me that's his favorite candy.
Oh, great.
We've got three emails this morning with three different stores that everyone would know. That
goodness. Oh, wow. And they came, and they used to come in a little box that looked like a box of Pall Mall or Kool's or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and kids would walk around like in fourth grade.
Because they're chalky, so you could puff with them, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were chalky, and they had the pink tip, and kids would all walk around in fourth grade shaking their box of Pall Malls.
Right. That's so wrong, God.
Oh, my goodness.
How did we ever survive?
What a brilliant way to get kids hooked. Oh, coming up on Not On Your Side today at 5:30, are they really going to take away your 401k contribution? Boy, there's some grumblings about tax changes and people put money in a 401k aren't happy. We'll let you know so you don't waste your money.
All right, we'll be watching that, John. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.